friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, yes, we are almost there. Happy Thursday, this June the 11th, 2015. Almost a Friday, just so close, so close. Hey, it is so good to see you. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. It's so good to see you. Pull up a chair. Come on. Pull up a chair to the table of fellowship today. I pray that you're doing well. How is your week coming along? It was a pretty hot day yesterday. I do have to say that for sure. It really was. So we took our kids to a family member's house who has a pool. So they really enjoyed that. We'll just say that. You know, it's just something about kids and pools. They just love it. So that is what we did yesterday. Just a quick reminder, there's still room for you to be part of the 2020 challenge here on Great News Radio. And in fact, we actually sent out about a couple of weeks ago a pretty nice mailing about just some of the updates happening here at the radio ministry, but also information on the 2020 challenge. So if you haven't received that, or if you're not on our mailing list, give us a call. We'll send you all of that information and then some. 217-367-7777. We'll add you to our mailing list there, and we'll send you some of the updates, including our last mailing as well. But the 2020 challenge is friends like you and me who love this radio ministry, who believe in the mission of Great News Radio. You know, in fact, several years ago, there was a story about a submarine who was that was rammed by another ship, and it was quickly sinking. And the entire crew was trapped. Ships rushed to the scene of the disaster off the coast there, and a diver placed his helmeted ear to the side of the vessel and listened, and he heard a tapping noise. Someone was tapping out a question in the dots and dashes of the Morse code, and the question came slowly, "Is there any hope?" You know, that seems like it's the cry of the world today. The 2020 challenge is your opportunity to be part of what God is doing through the ministry of Great News Radio to reach the lost and the hurting. I mean, people who are searching for hope. Your support will not only enable us to continue to do what we did today, tomorrow, and Lord willing for years to come, but it will help us do some upcoming maintenance and updates to a lot of some of our tower sites and our equipment here. So can you be a friend today to give a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months? As we're entering our 20th year of ministry, we want to encourage you to get involved with the 2020 challenge. Again, it's $20 a month for the next 20 months. If you want to sign up, you can sign up for that challenge at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. There's a nice little graphic there at our website, a picture of Mark Burns, Jason, and myself. Just click right on our mugshot right there, and you can sign up right there for the 2020 challenge. A great opportunity for you to rally around this radio ministry and support what God is doing through Great News Radio. Quick reminder, we are just literally down to the last few days before the concert Saturday night. Ivan Parker, along with the Singing Men, going to be at First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Concert begins at 7, doors open at 6:15. A great opportunity for a night of fellowship, a great opportunity for a night of worship, laughter. I saw Ivan earlier this year. He was in Springfield, and he puts on a pretty entertaining show. He performs with his son, who plays guitar for him, and they do a pretty good job together. So, and I know that's exactly what we'll see on Saturday night as well. So just show up. You don't need a ticket. Just we do ask that you give a $10 suggested gift when love offering comes by to help cover the cost of the concert. Might want to get there early because it's open seating, first come, first serve. Now, if you want to be in the artist circle and meet Ivan Parker, give us a call so we can reserve your seating. It's a suggested gift of $25. Our number here is 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. This is just a great way for you to be in the great artist circle there and meet and greet with Ivan Parker, have some fellowship with him, and kind of hear his heart, and maybe even ask him some questions about some of the stories behind some of those songs he sings. So, yeah, but you do need to call us if you want to be part of the Artist Circle and Meet and Greet opportunity Saturday night. Again, our number, 217-367-7777. Well, are you impatient? Is the sky blue? I mean, aren't we all in some way or another? Well, today we're going to be talking about waiting on God. Coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Fred's on Great News Radio.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
Well, a mother was preparing pancakes for her sons, Kevin, age 5, and Ryan, who was 3. Now, the boys began to argue about who would get the first pancake. Oh, the dilemma of little boys these days. So their mother saw the opportunity for a perfect moral lesson. So she said, "Now, boys, if Jesus was sitting here, he would say, 'No, let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait.'" And that's where Kevin turned to his younger brother, Ryan, and said, "Ryan, you play the role of Jesus." Oh, friend, it is never easy to wait. Waiting is not a fun place to be. We've all been in that waiting room, so to speak, waiting on God for something. It can be waiting on God for a job, waiting on God for a house to sell, for a house to buy, waiting on God for a spouse, waiting on God to heal a sickness, waiting on God to restore a marriage or a relationship, waiting on God to relieve you from a particular storm. Waiting is never a fun place to be. And today, maybe you're listening, you're in one of 3 stages right now. Currently, you are waiting. Or currently, you're leaving the waiting room or about to go into the waiting room, waiting on God for something. See, in the book of Genesis, we read about a young man by the name of Joseph. Now, Joseph was 17 years old and was loved by his fathers, but one thing, his brothers were very jealous of him because his father loved him more because he was the youngest. So one night, God gave Joseph a dream. God showed Joseph that he was going to be a ruler. He was going to be a mighty, mighty man. And being a naive 17-year-old, Joseph shared the dream with his brothers. And then they all made fun of him. They said, "You think we're going to bow down to you? Really?" And they hated him even more because of that. And Joseph's father bought him a nice tunic. It was a coat that had many colors on it. And the brothers were even more jealous. So one day their father sent the brothers out to go get Joseph in the field. But when they saw Joseph coming, they wanted to do something about it. They hated him. See, friend, look what jealousy does to an individual. It creates hate. They hated him so much that they wanted to kill him. But no, they thought, let's make a profit on this man. So they sold Joseph into slavery. His own flesh and blood sold him into slavery. He was sold into Egypt to Potiphar, one of the officials for Pharaoh. And as we read in the text, it says that the Lord was with Joseph. And so Potiphar found favor with Joseph, so he made him an attendant to oversee his home. Now, the Bible says that Joseph was a handsome, strong man. So one day when Potiphar was out, his wife called over to Joseph. I think we all know the story, and said, "Come lie with me, Joseph." And he said, "No." And she tried to seduce him for several days. She got so frustrated with him, she told Potiphar that Joseph tried to seduce her. Potiphar was extremely angry and threw Joseph in jail. So wait, time out. So here's a young man who had a dream that God told him he was going to be a mighty ruler. But his circumstances seem contrary to what the calling of God was for him. His brothers hated him, sold him into slavery. So here he was all by himself. And now he was accused of a crime that he did not commit and now in jail. See, that's why, friend, we should never, ever look at our circumstances. Because if God says something, he's going to come through. If God makes a promise to you, if he tells you what he's going to do, he will keep his word. Joseph could have been so frustrated, said, "I don't care about you, God, anymore. You lied to me." But he didn't look at his circumstance. He kept his eyes on the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord was still with Joseph. And while in jail, he found favor with the warden, and the warden made him head of all the prisoners. How about that? And we later read in the text that Joseph was forgotten in jail. Talk about a roller coaster in this man's life. But the thing about Joseph is that he can interpret dreams. He can interpret dreams. And Pharaoh got word of this and called Joseph up and said, "Joseph, I've been having these dreams. Can you interpret this for me?" And Pharaoh was very impressed with his wisdom. And a long story made short, he made Joseph his number two man. Friend, it was like 13 years from the time that God told Joseph what he was going to do in his life and when it actually came to fruition. 13 years. Can you imagine? 13 years. Talk about waiting on God for 13 years. Friend, when you find yourself stuck in that transition, in that waiting, number one, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Man, oh man. See, Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, but what did Jesus do? How did he respond? He responded by the word of God. Joseph was tempted on Potiphar's wife over and over and over again. The word says for several days. But Joseph didn't focus on that. He kept his eyes on what God told him to do. That's why the word tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. Friend, we should not look at our situation, our circumstances, but look at Jesus. Look at what God has in store for us, what God is doing through the circumstance. When we find ourselves in that transition of waiting, we need to, one, keep our eyes on Jesus, but also, number two, be patient. You know, they say that God doesn't have a watch. I say we need to buy him one. that's what I need to say. That's what I would like to do, because I can be very impatient, but we need to be patient. The word talks about it over and over and over again. Isn't that one of the fruits of the spirits, by the way? Fruit of the spirit? Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. Isaiah 30:18, blessed are those who wait upon the Lord. I think also in James it says, but let patience have its perfect work so that you may be complete, lacking nothing. Waiting is not a fun place. It is not a fun place. See, friend, there's only one thing worse than waiting upon God. There's only one thing worse than waiting upon God. And that's wishing that you had. Did you catch that? There's only one thing worse than waiting upon God, and that's wishing that you had. Sometimes we try to force God's will, try to get ahead of Him, try to push Him along, and try to force situations in our life only to make things worse. So when we find ourselves in that transition, in that waiting period, one, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to be patient. And number three, know that you are being molded. Could it be that God is making you wait because He's molding you, changing you? Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined, watch this, to be conformed to the image of His Son. So could it be that God's conforming you, changing you, transforming you, so you can look more and more and more like Jesus? James 1:4, I mentioned this passage before, but let patience finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So could it be that God is not only putting us in a position to wait, but He's putting us in a position to grow? Friend, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you're waiting on God for, but know the promises of God. Know that the Word talks about that there is a blessing for those who wait upon the Lord. And know that possibly you are maybe even being molded while you're waiting upon Him. Know that God has a plan for you, especially if you're His child.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took Him. On Friday my Lord was hung on the cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like Him before. How I adored Him, how I believed Him. Such a sweet peace when He walked in the room. I washed His feet over lately.
Peter, maybe they told you I had denied Him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still He forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt His hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took Him, later they beat Him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in His side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at His graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. Darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked Him His name. She asked Him His name.
crucified sacrifice Friday night.
And my name is Jesus, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And my name is Joey Kroll, and I do thank you, friend, for just your time and your attention today. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. If you have a song request, maybe a prayer request, or you just have a question, comment, you just want to say hello, I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@greatnewsradio.org. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to have something a little special for you, a nice little treat in store for you. So hope you can join me for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. That gets underway tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. and again 7:32 p.m. both Central Time. But until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.